Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We'll start it off with a rundown of meetings of different town boards this week in our area. Salisbury Board of Selectmen meet tonight at Town Hall at 5 p.m. Kent Village Center Streetscape Committee 2 has their special meeting tonight at 5 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. In Millerton, New York tonight, the Village Board has their monthly regular meeting. It is scheduled for 6 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education has their regular meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Housatonic Library. Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen have their doubleheader meeting in Falls Village beginning tonight as well. Salisbury Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission has a meeting tonight. That is at 6:30. Also tonight, Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has their meeting at Sharon Town Hall at 6:30. The Amenia Fire District Number 1 Board of Fire Commissioners meets tonight. That's at 6:30 as well. Also, the Board of Selectmen in North Canaan meet tonight at Town Hall. That meeting set for 7 p.m. And the Planning and Zoning Commission meets tonight in North Canaan tonight at Town Hall at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, Sharon Fire Department annual golf tournament will be held at the Sharon Country Club with registration at 11:30, 12:30 shotgun start. Also coming up tomorrow in Kent, Social Services Assistant Hiring Subcommittee special meeting at 8:30, Kent Sewer Commission regular meeting at 4:30, and the Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Sharon tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 2 p.m. In Cornwall tomorrow, 5 o'clock, West Cornwall Septic Committee at Town Hall, 7 o'clock, Planning and Zoning Commission at the Cornwall Library, 7:30, Park and Recreation Commission at Town Hall, and at 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission at the Cornwall Consolidated School. Now, coming up on Wednesday, 9:30, the Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting at the Central Office Conference Room. Also, Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission gives notice that on Wednesday, at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall, the Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission holds a public hearing on the proposed amendment to Article 3, addition of farm stands. By the way, copies of the proposal are available at Town Hall and at the town's website. Also on Wednesday evening, the North Canaan Board of Finance has their meeting at Town Hall at 7:30. On Thursday, in Sharon, Connecticut, the Sewer and Water Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m., In Kent on Thursday, Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. And North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education is back to school with their first meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. The Northwest Connecticut Arts Council is partnering with Norfolk Foundation for the Arts for an Arts Night Out. The creative networking event will be held at Norfolk Hub, Two Station Place in Norfolk. That comes up on Thursday at 5 p.m. Arts Night Out is a free networking opportunity for the creative community in the Litchfield Hills. More information at 860-618-0075 or info at artsnwct.org. An open house at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School will be held on Thursday at 6:30 in the Henry Burgess Auditorium. American Red Cross has a blood drive at Noble Horizons in the community room Friday, 1 until 6 p.m., 1-800-773-2767 to register or redcrossblood.org. Part of a doubleheader, Douglas Talmay presentation, A Guide to Restoring the Little Things That Run the World, on Friday at 8:30 at the Litchfield Community Center, put on by Sharon Audubon. And then on Saturday, Sharon Audubon, right here in Sharon, has their Butterfly Festival. For questions and information, 860-364-0520. Noble Horizons Auxiliary holding its semi-annual book and tag sale on Friday and Saturday, 9 until 2 at Noble Horizons, Cobble Road in Salisbury. Admission is free on both days, but early birds can get in and pay $10 from 8 to 9 a.m. on Friday only. The Chad Mlarchik Memorial Golf Tournament being held this Saturday at the Undermountain Golf Course. The event is hosted by the Undermountain Golf Course. To see if there's any more room for you to play or join in, you can contact Trish at service@undermountaingolf.com. Salisbury Bank is continuing its initiative to fight against identity theft while building community goodwill. They're sponsoring a free shred event and food drive that is coming up this weekend at the Sharon Branch. It is on Saturday from 9 until noon. In Cornwall on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Cornwall Agricultural Fair. And at 5 o'clock, there's an artist reception for Larry Master at the Cornwall Library. The Pine Plains Garden Club, sponsoring Four Seasons of Gardening, presented by Dutchess County Cornell Cooperative Extension Master Gardener Philomena Kiernan, on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Pine Plains Community Room. Music and More is a unique multi-art series presented in New Marlboro's historic meeting house in the Village Green. Each event is followed by a reception at the meeting house gallery. The next event will be coming up on Saturday, September 14th at 4:30, Emmanuel Sison on harp. $25 and $20 for members 18 and under will be free. A reception follows in the meeting house art gallery. Historian Van Atta speaks on New York reform and the westward expansion of slavery, 1819 to 1851, at the Rojan Library on Saturday at 5 p.m. More information, rojanlibrary.org, and on Facebook. September 14th, John Strom of the Rojan Historical Society will give a lecture, Boston Corner and the Oblong, How Two-State Boundary Land Exchanges Created Heavens for Lawlessness. This talk will be followed by refreshments. Oblong Books will have a table selling maps on books on the Oblong. The event will take place from 5 until 7 p.m., and this will be happening at the Millerton Library Annex on Century Boulevard. The Old School Band and Will Brown performing on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Millerton United Methodist Church, a mix of folk and rock music, $15 per adult. Children under 12 are free when accompanied by adults. All proceeds go towards the church's restoration effort. Coming up this weekend, Wild and Beautiful Creatures, the life and work of J.J. Audubon, on Sunday at the Sharon Home of Alexandria and Frederick Peters. For more information, Audubon at SharonHist.org. Salisbury Republican Town Committee and its candidates for local office, in a salute to Salisbury's finest people, schools, and volunteer organizations, invite you to join them from 1 until 3 o'clock on Sunday for a corn roast at the Grove in Lakeville. No admission. In case of rain, they'll be inside at the Grove. You're invited to bring the whole family and join them for an afternoon of corn, ice cream, beverages, music by the Salisbury Band, candidate viewing, and salutes to Salisbury's finest organizations. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Get Organized, a three-part series with professional organizer Jan Mountrush, three Sundays at 4 p.m. The first one will be this Sunday, the 15th, focusing on the basics, how to get and stay organized. On October 6th, learn all about downsizing. On November 17th, let's enjoy the holiday season. All sessions at the library on the green in Sharon. Pre-registration is required, 860-364-5041. The John F. Foley Lone Oak Challenge Annual Golf Tournament will be held on Monday, September 16th, at the Egremont Country Club. There is no registration deadline. Organizers recommend registering early. If you want more information, you can contact 860-601-3130. Sharon Hospital Lunch and Learn Wellness Series returns to the Sharon Hospital with the luncheons in the board conference room number 2. Back to School Injury Prevention from noon to 1:30 on Monday the 16th in conference room 2. More information is available at 845-554-1734 or healthquest.org/wellness. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 26,797.46, the NASDAQ at 8103.07, and the S&P 500 at 2978.71. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.